see who's next. Corbin, have you got a serious question for Ion? Okay, I'll ask you, Ion. Corbin described last week a spiritual experience he had when he was 16 with two other people. What actually happened to Corbin?
He had a little shift.
What triggered the shift? Crisis at home, crisis at school, maybe you. How would you describe what you did to him?
Pointed out an obvious identity crisis.
You pointed it out. Hmm. Okay. You get that, Corbin? I think Corbin's not responding. He's not hearing.
Same thing back when, then, too, Bob.
Beg your pardon?
It was the same experience we had back then. We tried.
Okay. 325-234 Texas. Did you have a question for Ion?
Yes, I did, Bob. This is Alan. Ion, I need some guidance. Every morning, I'm waking up with cramping in my feet and legs. I've been on the completement formulas and thought I was doing pretty good for probably almost a year.
Increase your remate.
And that will help alleviate the early morning cramping in my feet and legs?
Yeah, no, it will cause your legs to fall off.
What's happening is the lactic acid's building up in your slumber. It's when it's building up. And when it builds up, then, of course, that's when you notice it. It's actually hurting in the night, but you're asleep.
Alan, if you have any more details, call Carolyn on Monday.
I'll do that, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's good. There's some buildup happening while you're sleeping. Do you wake up with the cramps, or do they keep you awake?
No, just early morning when I'm waking up, that's when they appear.
So they've been building up overnight.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm going to increase my remite.
A teaspoon right before you go to bed, plus what else you take.
I'm going to go have some right now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alan. All right, Bert. Welcome aboard, Bert. You have some questions?
Hi, Alan.
Bert. Oh, no. It was easy. Go down. Are you lucid?
No, not totally. Not totally, no.
Okay. Are you with us?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to have some questions, and we're going to have some answers. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to be soft and gentle and easy because the Koopa Chakra isn't quite necessary this time. We're going to go easy, and so just go with it. All right? You ready?
Koopa Chakra.
The Diablo in Mexico.
And this is an ongoing development question about exhalations. Is it the salt users consume that makes their exhalations unique to them?
No, it is not. Salt is what actually balances your body's electrolyte system more easily, but not iodized salt. We say kosher salt, but Dr. Dean says some kind of salt of the mare or something out of the bowels of the Mediterranean Sea or something. We think that's wonderful, and we suggest that wholeheartedly. But just good old kosher salt works great, too. But no one really asked us, so that's all that's about.
The chupacabras, whatever, are these, demon kind of things in Mexico, part of the folk culture.
Okay. That's like at Santa Muerta, the death goddess.
Well, no, that's actually skeleton. These are like weird animals.
Oh, okay. Now I know. It's like that mysterious animal they see in Mexico or in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So getting back to the exhalations, is it the RNA drops, or is there something in the RNA drops that makes the RNA drops use exhalations unique?
Listen to your question. Is there something in the drops that cause your exhalation to change? Well, come on, you really want us to answer that?
Okay, I preface this question, Ion, that it's a developing question as I speak. So it's not kind of me.
We're glad. Okay. Go ahead.
You said before that we excel eye cells and the eye cells last forever. But I'm thinking of the chemical equation that you developed a while with Bob, that when we're on, like right now, I'm on and I'm talking, and with Bob is here and we're interacting with you, that's a unique chemical equation, that if someone else comes in, then that changes the chemical equation. So I'm trying to get to the point of what is it within each RNA drop user that makes them unique chemically?
The loss of their Rh factor in their blood. And the more that shifts and changes, the more it precludes ascension.
So it's the Rh factor that makes... So that...
The
lack of an Rh factor, okay. Good.
It's good. But that's getting to the question if it was formed and embraced and promulgated. It's beautiful. We're thrilled. See,
okay.
Bob, I told you he was going to be okay.
Exhalations and the lipid system. Is there a connection between exhalations and
everything,
the lipid system?
Everything is connected to the lipids.
So the answer is yes. Ion, you've always referenced about goats and sheep. And this week, there was a development in the news that Baphomet. Is there a connection between your reference of goats and Baphomet? Or Baphomet's just some booger man shit that the little man created to scare themselves?
Yeah. Yes and yes. You can still die from it if you want to.
What is Baphomet? Satan?
Yeah.
It's Dick
Clark. Identified as Satan.
Look, Ma, it's the devil. Adam Sandler, water boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Ion, there's a reference that the bananas are dying off because of a fungus. Are the bananas showing signs of the increase in negative pH?
We're changing them.
So the bananas will not go away. You're saying you're changing. Does that mean that they're not going away? They're just going to change?
We'll let you know.
And you're not saying whether the pH is involved?
We can't talk about the potassium because it's changing. Dr. Dean will be very cross with us if we go into the details of how that potassium isn't a good potassium anymore. And that the potassium that we're changing it to will be the one that will work best with the systems. But we can't talk about away from Auckland. We can't do that.
Okay, what I'm noticing is that if I buy green bananas, before in the past it would take a while for them to become yellow and then, you know, the brown showing. But now I'm noticing that it's within a day they change. That's why I asked if they're showing signs of negative pH.
That's because of the oxygen. Bananas are a year old that you're eating now. They only get ripe when you put them with another ripe banana. Do your bananas have black seeds down the middle?
Yes. Light black, not really, you know, yeah.
Well, that means that they are a year old. Bananas do not have those black seeds in them at all. But bananas from a year ago do. Go to Costa Rica and eat bananas. It will change your life. They don't give you heartburn as sometimes bananas do here.
Are the bananas different in Costa?
Well, they're not a year old. They're fresh. Because you picked them out of your yard.
That's all I have, Bob.
Well, that's not very much. Don't you have some stuff you fucked up a week ago that you want to do?
Yeah, Bert, that was good, but you did do a little bit more. Bring in some of your studies.
No, let's talk about you. You're much more fun to talk about. How about your little waist thing? Did you get that solved?
I'm working on it, yes.
Well, where are you?
It's feeling better. The L3 and L4, they're feeling better now because I made some adjustments.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And the grams of protein that you're consuming a day are exactly?
So I don't count my grams. I just eat when I'm hungry. I'm not going the way I used to be as far.
How much?
Say again? How much?
The amount, yes.
I don't know.
When do you get enough protein?
Yes.
No, when do you get enough protein?
In the morning and in the afternoon.
Give us an example of your emission of protein.
Okay, I have 3 eggs in the morning.
Whole eggs, good.
Okay, and in the afternoon, I'll have either a hamburger or some pork for lunch.
Mm-hmm. How much?
A serving. I mean, whatever they give me in the restaurant that I eat. I don't measure.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay, we're going to get on that question. I only feel like eating when I'm hungry. I don't try to, graze the way I used to.
You can't graze like you used to.
Yes. And there are times where I'm not hungry at all, so I can go quite a long time with no eating. And then I'll be hungry.
Because your hypoglycemic index is shifting. So you don't do your workout the way you used to, so you don't even know. Your body's shocked. It doesn't know.
So my body is adjusting? I would say
it's
yes,
shocked.
Because... Shocked. Is that a reference of a not pleasant shock, or just a shock that is adapting?
Well, that's relative, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Soften that. It's easy. We ain't jumping on you. We're just asking a question. Everything's all right. Eat more protein. You need more protein. Clean protein in your meat sack.
Ion, this what's weird. Okay, we're gonna talk about me and the eating and things. What is it with me and fruit now?
Well,
say again.
We said well.
For instance, I only feel like eating bananas. I'm not into the apple orange thing anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's changed.
And it's,
you're pining for the potassium is what you're after, and that's even gonna change. It might be that.
Okay.
Well, see, you do so eloquent when you get away from us. It's everything is perfect. You can banter and babble for days, that stuff. And then when you get with us, it all turns into jello somehow. We don't know. All we end up talking about is between your penis and your lats and the center of your back and what you used to woulda, coulda, curled when you did, if you actually didn't go to failure. Let's talk about your dips. Do you feel you're going all the way in the bucket?
Yes. Last week was the first time I went all the way into the bucket. Last week.
There we go. Good. Well, imagine us noting that, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your hot food, cold food, hot affinities. Notice those?
Yes. Yes.
Tell me. Acquiring minds must know. See, they're all following. They want to look like you. They want to be like you. They want to write like you. They need to know the essence that is you so they can embrace all of you, so they can take you in, as it were. But they have to know all there is to know to choose the biases that would be the days of their lives, living vicariously vis-a-vis you.
Who is the they that you're referring to?
The superfluous they.
So you want to know my aversion or whatever, my relationship to hot and cold? It's strange because
We know.
It was very hot. Say again?
We know.
It was very hot here, but it wasn't as unpleasant to me as
Your hypothalamus is changing. That's why you can drink a hot drink and it doesn't seem hot. You drink a cold drink and it doesn't seem cold. The weather can be very, very hot, but it doesn't feel hot to you, per se.
Well, I just noticed that in the summer, but actually in the winter it wasn't that cold to me.
Sweat. You used to get sweat at the drop of a dime, and now you have to work to sweat.
Yes, yes. But I actually noticed that. But I also noticed in the winter, for the last two winters, I don't experience the cold as I used to. It doesn't bother me. But this was the first time that I actually seen the hot weather, and it didn't bother me. It's just strange. But I have some questions. I want to turn to some light questions, if I can, regarding Bob and Bob's chart. I heard someone quote that you said that Bob's chart is obsolete. Is that a fact? I say no, but I want to know your view.
Hey,
on
Bert,
Bob's chart.
The chart is about Carolyn's view of the obsolete patriarchy and the simulation of all that. So the chart predicts lockdown Connie rule, which started when Ion showed up. So the message of the chart got validated. So, yes, the chart is not describing the present. It's pointing to the present, but the phases of it are obsolete because we've arrived at the hexadic, which is at the bottom of the chart. You know, waiting for the spinning clothing crystals, waiting for organic bodies, the spinning clothing crystals have danced the hex advertisement. So we're into the hexadic now. So the chart predicted that. So that's how I understand it's obsolete. It was validated, and we're now into the sixth level, which is not on the chart.
Okay?
So with that in mind, ask your question.
The question is that at one point on Duke's Ion, Bob described all of the completement products and laid them out in each of the quadrants of the chart. Is that the seal of completion of what Bob just said, that now we're in the hexadic with the completement products outlined in each quadrant?
Ion, address the chart. Hey, Bert, I think Ion's mad that you shifted topics. He wanted to talk about your health.
Okay,
he
all right,
to
I am.
A Bart
okay,
experience.
You
might put through the gauntlet like Bart. But you read off with the Bob's chart. So this could be, you might have to cycle back and pretend you're interested in his issues.
Okay, Ion, let's go back to your issues. The dips in the bucket. This is the first time I went this week into the dips. But that's because of my scapula was feeling better.
In a recent private with me and Bob, Ion, after, you know, he took a time out, and after a while he said, oh, I'm just waiting for a good question. So he implied he was bored. Right, Bob?
That was with us?
Yeah.
He never bored without me.
Yep.
Okay.
Happens to the best of us, Bert.
Okay,
so, Bert, you're going to have to come up with, get Ion to say something. Well, I could play something that we got on July 30th. I just heard about this. Abraham and Sarah, he donated a stone to a building which becomes a cornerstone of Muslim templedom or something. So they considered it quite important, significant. So I asked about that stone. So let's address that topic. Let's see. Where did Abraham, of Abraham and Sarah, get the black stone of Mecca, and in brackets I've got Kaaba, to initiate the Muslim temple?
Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
You say Sinai.
Yes. Is it a special stone?
No.
And how did it get to the temple? Did he carry it?
He did.
Why would he contribute to the Muslims?
he didn't. They made Muslims from it.
They made people from it.
No, they made it into a thing. It was not a thing. They made it into a thing.
When he delivered it, were there Muslims yet?
No.
I see. So he delivered to the beginning of a building which was being done for other purposes and at the beginning.
It was just a building, period, and then they turned it into a thing. It's like Smithsonian. It turned into a tax dodge.
And who's the tax dodge for in the Smithsonian?
John D.
John D. Rockefeller's.
The way to keep it safe is to keep it from you.
Right.
Happily so. Happily so.
I'm the loose cannon.
Happily so.
All right. You happily what? I'm happily...
Happily so. You are the loose cannon, and we say happily so. Because every time it's tight, 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 tight pinch, you're the thing that saves the day. It's all wonderful.
All right. I have a role in doing that. Okay, there was that little bit. Now we'll move forward and get a little history on John D., who a lot of people coming out of the Aleister Crowley corner get fascinated with. So I asked Ian about John D., who worked supposedly with Elizabeth I, you know, at the time of Shakespeare. And John D. is usually associated with the angel diagram that we offer in our Book of Revelation series. So let's hear about that, John D. I was looking into the history of Enoch as presented on certain websites, and they go into John D. and the angel diagram, and they have various versions, crude versions of the angel diagram. They look like they're modeled around astrology. I think eventually the one we have came up. Somebody came up with that in the 20th century. Where was John D. getting his angel diagram to make it?
Oh, very simply, regular history, not even ancient history, regular history. See, what happens is everything that is already here, down to hoodoo, every other dulcimer you want to play, it's already here. You're just figuring it out how to apply its playing. You see, you can play the piano, but you've got to figure out how to strike the key and the chords. He had no clue of any of that. He just went at it and went at it and went at it. And it's like you and your McLuhan-esque way of making it up as you go.
Right.
And it works after a little while. Then it becomes the thing that you're trying to say.
Was he able to do something with the angel diagram? Was he able to talk to angels?
Yes, but you can do that without a diagram.
Was he making it more complex in an alchemical bridge?
We would like to say making it more challenging, because it could have been easier, but we could have also taken advantage of and used exactly what he was saying, being, doing, and having, and make it be in a position that would have helped the humans ascend. But, you know, you all won't have that. You like it the hard. You like it rough, the hard way.
Yes. So, okay. All right. So he was fired by Queen Elizabeth I.
Certainly.
And he didn't help her with the Spanish Armada or any of the historical
rumors. Not a chance. Correct.
So the tradition that comes out of him that leads into the Order of the Golden Dawn is a faulty grouping, a faulty meme, or did someone come along in the last couple hundred years and improve it?
Not to speak of, no.
Aleister Crowley never spoke to angels. Didn't get anywhere.
Yes, he did. He spoke to angels, but they were just like no different than you do at the ice cream shop.
They don't respond to him?
They didn't.
And I've got angels for me at the at the ice cream shop.
But of course. And you know this.
That would be Chad.
Many of them.
Well, why are they there?
For you.
And so I evoked them without much effort.
You commanded them. You didn't evoke them. You commanded them.
I didn't do it consciously, but
yes, you most certainly did. When you were in that water and you're making the circle and you come around and you have these little things to say and you go logically, liturgically, and you have this little babble, 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 you most certainly do. You don't even know it sometimes.
And I do that. I'm making demands. Is another Bob making these demands?
or statement.
Can, sometimes does, yes.
But sometimes I'm making demands and I don't articulate it. I just think it.
Well, you do articulate it. You just don't know what you're articulating.
I don't hear myself doing it.
Well, I don't know about all that, but sometimes, yeah. If that's the way you want to lay it out, we'll bite. Okay with us.
It sounds like I get what I want with when I require angels.
Well, see, and you don't even care, and that's the fun part, because you don't even know, and you don't know that you didn't know that you didn't care that you didn't know.
Right.
Which is serving you because you didn't notice. Just like you were saying, sending the message, buy this property no matter what, no matter what. And we didn't even let them get that email until it was too late.
Would they have acted on it?
Yeah, they would. They would
have.
And that would have been okay. We're not saying that. But there might be a little better way.
But I tend to operate without, I do it with a lot of slack, or this is the way I've done it.
Well, let's say we say without regard. You don't have a regard for it. Okay, we're going to do it. Okay, we're not going to do it. Without regard.
Is that an ascended position, without regard?
Well, in your case, the fairest way to say it is, restrictively, yes.
And there are some declarative aspects and abilities I should develop?
You are developing them. We're forcing it to you.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's what I wanted to play there. Let's bring Bart back in. Bart was asking something. Okay, Bart, what were you asking?
We're going right back to the dips. We're going right back to the dips.
Oh, yeah, the dips, right?
Ion, this week I was able to go deep for the first time in a long... Actually, I can't remember the last time that I went as deep as I did this time. And it's because of my scapula is feeling better on the right side.
Yes.
I mean, I used to could do a lot of dips, but because of this shoulder thing, I'm going to start to go deeper and maybe not go all the way up, but just to go deeper, because that's where I'm missing the strength on my right side due to the scapula injury. So is it okay to do that? Continue to do that?
Yes, it is. But see, you keep arguing for this thing about your body. Your body's all but perfect. You're just trying to catch up with what you think it is. You do engage magnesium, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And it seems to be profoundly affecting you, does it not?
Yes.
Okay. Then it is. So, embrace it. If you increase it just a little bit more, then you'll go, and like you say, you used to do a lot. You don't want to tell them how many a lot is, do you?
No, yeah, it's not important.
That's right, but we know what a lot is, don't we?
Yes, you do.
And that's okay. Nobody's hurt here. What we want to make sure that you get is the proclivity of what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is, I was in a place I could not do, and now I'm in a place I can do. And then you say, nothing changed. And so if that's the case, then you would not be ready for the rest of the story. But because you didn't say it that way, then you are ready for that. So, let's go. And how about do a little rope-a-dope? Can we do a little of that?
Yes. I'm up to where I can do more than I did before, but that's extreme. That rope-a-dope is extreme.
Yes. You're talking about where you take your chin and touch one hand on a pull-up. You touch,
yes.
Take your chin and touch the other and do it full, wide stance pull-ups. And then pull up, go all the way up, extend past it, and then bend over the bar, then basically do a burpee on the bar.
Right.
You're saying you can't physically do that?
No, I can do that. I'm up to now where I can do it.
Well, that's what you should be doing. That's what we tried to tell you back then when you was crying.
Okay, but the question is, or what is weird is that I can do all one at one time, you know, forward, right, and left, and down.
Yes.
But now I can actually do it three times that way. Like, that's one set.
Well, you could have done that for a little while now, but you were fighting for it. For some reason, you were deciding you weren't better.
It's not that, Ion. It's just that, it's...
Okay,
it's,
you call it anything you want to. Okay, you're right. So tell us then.
I mean, I'm already ready to go to extra, extra large shirts, Ion.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, actually. Nothing.
You need some catchy money to buy you some shirts?
No. No, it's what okay. What it's not the cashy money, it's just the whole thing. Okay.
Okay, we're listening. It's just the whole
I don't
thing.
I don't
so
it's the whole thing is that I don't have to do as much and I grow as whereas before. It's a mind, it's a mental.
That's what we're talking about. We're going to get you to the place where your body looks a certain way, and that's going to happen in spite of you. And it doesn't matter what you want to do. It doesn't matter how you want to be. You're going to do just that. We're going to fix it where you can do zero and grow, if that's what you think it needs to do. We can make it do the opposite. We'll make it where you have to work out 24 hours a day just to keep the size that you are. If you need it.
No, I don't need that.
We've got your hypothalamus on radar now. So, just so you say, it's a coming. Hold on. Change is coming.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling then. That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling, yes.
And that's what we're trying to answer, and that's why we're trying to get it before you go into some weird topic that nobody in 10,000 hails gives a fuck about. We're trying to get to the good part first. And that way we don't have to just leave, stomp off, and, you know, go. Next thing you know, you'll have non-physical wanting to go have marijuana cigarettes instead of talking to you. It's pretty insane to kind of go. But here's the good news is you are that set point. How are your labs lately?
My what?
Labs. Blood work.
I haven't had blood work in quite a long, long, long time, and I don't really deal with allopathic medicine. For a long time, I haven't.
We know. That's why. Yeah.
I cannot tell you anything about my lab work because I can't even remember the last time I had blood work.
Okay. Well, then don't be surprised. We're going to arrange some. Time to get a little baseline. Don't worry. We'll create the circumstances by which it'll be important for you to have a blood draw. So don't worry about that. We got that, too.
Okay, Bert, let's stop there. That's good. You're going to the doctor's office. They're going to find out your blood's weird. You'll be arrested. All kinds of neat things are going to happen. I am setting you up for that. Thanks a lot, Bert. That was a good question. All right. Sean in London, do you have a question?
Bob's saying he'll make your bail. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay.
Yeah, we got your bail. Sean in London, do you have a question?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Just yummy as a digestive biscuit.
Hi, and I would just like to expand a bit on how we can increase experiencing things that we don't like that we know.
You're talking about anomalies. You want anomalies.
Baudrillard.
Jean Baudrillard. But, okay, what's your question, Sean?
Like, because we keep on being stuck and we like what we know stuff. So if we want to experience more of what non-physical can allow to us, yeah, the stuff we don't like that we don't or that we don't know that we like. So do we just go to the feeling it is we want to create, to feel?
No, I'm saying for you, in your case, read Jean Baudrillard, J-E-A-N, B-A-U-D-R-I-L-L-A-R-D. Get the book Screenings, Okay. Or any other book you come across in a library or something.
Okay.
Okay? That's something you don't know.
Lovely.
Yes. That's good.
And then you can
Anything
call
else?
Bob and he'll Bob will translate it for you, too.
Is it going to be
question?
Fun?
No, no, it's going to be painful. Yeah. The new is always painful and ugly and transformational. Nothing's for free, Sean. You know that.
I know.
Contrast. It's going to bring you contrast.
The free part,
what you don't
free
know.
Parts you know. The free parts you don't like. Like having to schedule blood work, that means something has to happen to make you have to have blood work done. Or you could just go schedule it yourself, but you don't like that kind of allopathic medicine. So we can arrange something so you'll get to go to the doctor. Or you could go to a simple lab and have a little blood test if you wanted to, but don't. We got it all worked out. It's going to be good, fine. Don't you worry. One
got you, Aya. Got you.
Just saying.
Okay, we're going to move on, Sean. There's some people here. Let's give them a chance. Okay, here's Unknown Australia. Is that Pamela?
Do not go to Trafalgar Square.
Do not go to Trafalgar Square, Sean. Got that. Here's Adelaide, Australia. Who's that? Is that Pamela?
We have to fix your money so you can buy your world again.
The Australian money. You're going to fix the Australian money.
They have to.
Okay.
It's so non-valuable they can't afford to live.
How come Australia's a big, wealthy country?
No, it's that your U.S. dollar got so strong.
Okay. Help Australian, the Australian currency. I'll write that
You've
down.
Done
Australian.
It again, Bob.
I do so much. It's incredible.
Just ruined it. Ruined it for everybody. Took an entire country.
Loose cannon.
They can't even buy your own product.
Ion Box Bob. I'll write that down. Ion derides Bob.
What you have to do, Bob, is you have to have them make a donation to the foundation, and you give them the product for free, and then they can make a donation. Oh, wait, no, that's what the Clintons have been doing for years, isn't it?
All right. Ion, we don't hear from Legend anymore. And his buddy, James, I think it was. How's Legend doing? Any message for Legend?
He's well. Keeping the racetrack hot.
All right, back to Charlie. You got a follow-up question, Charlie?
You guys mentioned Saint Germain one point a while back, and I was just curious how he extended his life.
How he extended it?
Yeah.
He ascended.
Is he other people in history? Like other famous names?
We did not say Leopold.
You mean the guy in the Congo married to Marie Henrietta? That Leopold?
Yeah, but we didn't say that.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
We didn't hear anything.
That'd be odd
that.
If it was. He's a bad guy in the normal little man scene. You got another question?
Yeah, what's the secret of the slinky?
Tactility.
That's my word.
What is tactility, Ion?
We're so tactile, we don't even know.
Tactility is the interval between the sensory input. It's the thing that does coherence. Listen to Roxy asking about coherence, or Ion taking her up about coherence. Tactility is the space in our being that coordinates the sensory data to make coherent consciousness or reasonable facsimile thereof.
So it's awareness?
No, awareness is already there. It organizes awareness. It organizes it. So it can't be a sense itself. It's the organizer of
Where would
the sensory
it place on? Could you place it on the tree of life? As a sephirot?
It's the thing that's not. You know, it's say in the mind, if we don't know what the mind is, it's like the mind. People say, well, my mind is going to figure that out. Well, that's tactility, as McLuhan uses it. It's not a sense. It's not anything. It's something else. It's the interplay of a process. So it would not be anything on the Sephiroth chart. It would be the interplay of the parts.
Oh, the past.
What? The past?
No, the past. THS.
It's not the past. It's the secret to life. When you understand tactility, you're really smooth. You're rhythmic. It's the interval between beats and the beat itself. Yes and no and more. Okay, I think that's enough from you, Charlie, for now. I'm rushing along because we're running out of time. Let's see. Gene.
Ion, can you say more words about visceral and proprioception?
Conjunctivitis. That eye infection.
I was about to ask you, Ion, the part of me that is you, is that considered a visceral sense or my visceral sense?
It is, yeah.
So how does Igu have anything to do with that?
Just like your visceral position, it has to be overcome.
Now, for me personally, I seem to be detoxing through my tears.
We know.
And I don't have eye goo, but I'm getting actual scabs. It's affecting the skin around my eyes.
But of course, tears will never stain the streets of that city. We play that.
The streets of that city, but it may cause a little contrast in my skin for a bit.
Good thing you have Renew.
I mix it in with a little Renew. Now that eye goo has something to do with proprioception as well, or the and is there an interaction between visceral sense and proprioception, or how are those two related?
Tosho perception is the outline, the chalked arena, the chalked outline. So if there's a body they chalk around, that would be the perception, the tosho perception.
It kind of frames my visceral senses?
It would.
Is visceral sense, is that plural or singular?
It's sometimes both.
Sometimes both, but it's all you. It's all the part of me that is you. Is that correct?
Existentially.
Not existentially, exostentially.
Existential, exist, exostentially, exhaust. Is it my visceral sense that already feels this explosion that Bob referred to earlier, this explosion of, I don't know, awareness of the completement products in a way that's coming? Is that my visceral sense, or am I just making that up in one of my bodies that is not?
Soften it, you'll be all right.
Okay, Gene, I'm going to move on. Eliza.
Ion, I'm still looking at the picture that you sent, and it looks like a pretty cool room with the triple sash windows up. Like, it's such a peculiar and unique design. I wanted to ask about the mounds. Tell us why the mounds were built on both sides of the house.
So, because of a magnetite in the mountain.
Magnetite?
Magnetite.
And that's the mineral?
Element.
Does that element help to, like, block off the surrounding environment or whatever it needs to block off? Was it used as a, like, guard of some sort? You said that you communicated through Bob, but what triggered that communication? Tell us why or how Jefferson was able to make that happen. Was it in his askings, the way he worded his questions? Like,
Nostradamus.
He knew about Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm.
Nostradamus, he wasn't alive during that time, though, right? Yeah, that's
Nostradamus is still alive now, darling.
So Nostradamus came to Jefferson, or Jefferson seeked him out?
Information flowed and was.
So somehow the information got to him. But what I'm asking is, what triggered, because we ask these questions, we want to know how to portal, like, what did Jefferson specifically do? So information was there, but how did he tap into it?
He embraced it and had desire and completed it. He did like Bob. He never minded it.
And you have to go now?
Do.
Okay, well, thank you very much for entertaining the troops. We'll be able to
thank
fight
you,
our battles
Ion.
A lot easier.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you.
You're all liars.
We're all liars.
We enjoyed working for you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, more play. Getting in trouble.